Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey, loves, welcome to episode 151, How Trauma Gets Trapped in Your Body. Yeah, I've talked a lot lately about mind, anxiety, emotional triggers, body, mind, anxiety, emotional triggers, body. There's a reason. Okay. So trauma can be defined as a deeply distressing or disturbing experience that overwhelms an individual's ability to cope. It's a subjective experience that can be caused by a range of events, such as physical or sexual assault, emotional abuse, neglect, accidents, natural disasters, war, or any other situation that is perceived as a threat to one's physical or psychological well-being. Now, when an individual experiences trauma, their body's response system is activated, which can lead to a range of psychological symptoms. For example, some individuals may experience symptoms such as anxiety, depression, flashbacks, nightmares, or intrusive thoughts. Others may experience physical symptoms such as chronic pain, fatigue, and digestive issues. It's important to note that trauma can affect individuals in different ways, and the severity and duration of symptoms can vary from person to person. We are all individually different, and we express our emotions and psychological and physical symptoms differently than our neighbor or the person down the hall. One of the key features of trauma is that it can disrupt an individual's sense of safety and security in the world. And this can result in isolation, helplessness, vulnerability. Furthermore, trauma can impact individuals' relationships, including their ability to trust others and form healthy attachments. So given the complex and pervasive nature of trauma, it's crucial that individuals who have experienced trauma receive the appropriate support. Additionally, self-care practices such as exercise, mindfulness, and social support can also be beneficial in managing the symptoms of trauma. Now, it's important to recognize that healing from trauma is a process. Okay, it takes time and requires individual care. With the right support, individuals can learn to cope with the effects of trauma and move towards a more fulfilling and satisfying life. Now, right after this sponsored break, I'll get into how trauma can get trapped in the body and manifest as disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When we experience trauma, it's not just an emotional or psychological experience, but it can also manifest physically in the body. This is because trauma can impact our nervous system and the way our body responds to stress. The nervous system has two main states: sympathetic state, also known as fight or flight, and the parasympathetic state, also known as rest and digest. When we experience trauma, our body may become stuck in a sympathetic state, making it difficult to return to a parasympathetic state and leading to a variety of physical symptoms. And I've talked about this before in myself and how my autoimmune symptoms manifested and later realized they weren't real because it was just how the body-mind was disconnected. Anyway, some of these symptoms, they can include chronic pain, headaches, digestive issues, and even autoimmune disorders. This is because when the body is in a constant state of stress, okay, so just kind of imagine like a straight line, and that's your nervous system for imagination purposes only, a straight line. Now, add vibration to it. That is a nervous system under stress, and it can impact our immune system and make us more vulnerable to illness and disease. Additionally, trauma can also cause tension and tightness in the muscles, which can contribute to pain and discomfort. So it's important to recognize the connection between trauma and physical symptoms and to seek appropriate help. Now, this may involve a combination of therapy or coaching to address the emotional and psychological effects of trauma, as well as physical therapies such as massage, acupuncture, yoga, somatic work to help release tension in the body. It may also involve working with a medical professional who understands to manage any physical symptoms and ensure overall health and well-being, and not just give you a pill. So by addressing the physical effects of trauma, we can not only alleviate physical symptoms, but also improve our overall mental and emotional health. It's important to take a holistic approach to healing from trauma and to prioritize self-care and self-compassion in the journey towards recovery. And another sponsor break, and then I'll get into how somatic experiencing can help release and resolve trauma. Somatic experiencing is a therapeutic approach that helps individuals release and resolve physical and emotional trauma stored in their bodies. It's based on the idea that when a person experiences trauma, the body's natural fight or flight response, it may not fully discharge, leaving the person stuck in a state of heightened arousal and tension. Remember that nervous system that's now doing this instead of resetting. Somatic experiencing aims to help individuals identify and release the physical sensations and emotions associated with trauma. This is done through guided exercises that focus on paying attention to bodily sensations, such as tension, pain, or discomfort, and allowing these sensations to be expressed and processed. One of the key techniques used in somatic experiences is known as pendulation. This involves moving back and forth between feelings of tension and relaxation in order to release trauma held in the body. Another technique, it's called tracking. And tracking involves noticing the body sensations and bringing awareness to how they change over time, right? Like, let's say someone has something happens and it triggers an emotion, and all of a sudden they feel the, it's whatever it is, the it's coming up, it's coming up, it's coming up. Some of you are just going to know what I'm saying just by describing it. It's coming up, it's in your chest. All of a sudden your chest starts to feel hot. It starts to feel tight. It gets to your throat stops working. You can't talk. Okay. So it's to go back to that beginning of like, oh, there's that feeling. Do I have to have the full blown response? Because I understand what that feeling is. Can I work on releasing it before it gets all the way to the throat? And before long, you start to have that feeling and you're like, that's okay, but it doesn't need to manifest. And it doesn't. So somatic experience can be particularly helpful for individuals who have experienced traumatic events that have left them feeling disconnected from their bodies or stuck in patterns of chronic pain or tension. And by helping individuals release trauma held in the body, somatic experiencing can lead to greater physical and emotional well-being. Now, I love doing this work with my clients in my local office where I'm sitting right now. I also help them release through fascial work, like hands-on body work and energy work. But online, I help my clients release through targeted exercises, both written and also involving the body. Perhaps it's also breath work and body awareness. I mean, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's for a whole nother discussion. So if you're ready to make the changes in your life, to get out of your head, back in touch with your body and spirit, to finally feel joy and release, reach out, book a Heal Your Story strategy session. I'd love to speak with you. The link will be in the show notes. I'm sending you all so much love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.